Okay, good morning. We're getting daf Ayin Aleph, and we're starting on the Amud, top of the Amud, the first Amud Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. And the shiur's being broadcast on the MTVA Beit Midrash here, or one of the classrooms in Jerusalem, one of Bris Clifford's grandson, please God, to be brist in an hour. Okay, so Zakatan Gadol Yeh, Keshem Shei Kanes Lebrit, Ken Yikanes Le Torah, Ule Chupa, Ule Maasim Tovim. All right, so Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. So Cheresh, Yachol Rabbe Mitoch Haktav. So we're talking now about a deaf person. Rashi says Yacher Shaya Pikeach Bekeshi Kansa. He wasn't a deaf person when he got married, and Rachman Litzlan became deaf during the marriage. Kiddushin Kiddushin Gemurin. It's proper Kiddushin Midoraita. Rashi says we learned the Pesachet Yevamot that Nitchareshu or Nishtata. Right, if he became deaf or she, then Lo Yotziu Lamit. Can't divorce her ever. Lefish Ein Koach Begirushay Chershut Lafkir Kiddushay Chochma. Because a person in the state of chershut, right, which is in a state of a lack of da'at, we'll see in a moment the distinctions, can't divorce from a marriage which was a kiddushei chochma, which was a proper marriage binding by midoraita. Look, I'm a Rav, and Rav says, however, and this is Achilush Avia, and then Rav Kahana, de'im yachol l'daber mitoch haktav. Therefore, if he can write, speaking through the writing means he can communicate with writing words. He can't verbalize it, but he can write, right? The yodeh lichtov al haklaf, he can write on parchment like proper like a get. Kitvu v'tnu get lishni, he can write. Somebody, please give a get, write again, give God to my wife. Atem plan, you plan the two, and he appoints the deidim, umasalem, he gives him pikeach gamur. Says Rav, that person is called the pikeach gamur, v'chotvin v'notin. Huge chidush aviyah according to Rav, that a person who's a deaf but can't communicate with words verbally, but can communicate in a written form, that person is not called a cheresh, called a pikeach gamur. So I'm Rav Yosef, my kamashplan. So I don't understand, what's the chidush aviyah? Tanina, have we already learned? Nishtatek v'amru lo nichtov get lishtecha. If a person, we saw that in the Mishnah a couple of days ago, person became deaf and then someone says he became impaired. And someone says to him, should I get for your wife? He nods with his head. So what you saw shlosha pa'amim, we checked three times. So when we saw yesterday, with three all different types in the winter, in the summer, yes, no, etc. So make sure he's not just bowing, etc. If he says, or when he meant to answer no, he answered no, he meant to answer yes, he answers yes. So you can give him a get. So he's not as surprised as we all are about Rav Kahana and Rav's chiddush. We saw already that doesn't make a difference if he's deaf or not, if he can communicate in other forms, not only saying speaking words. And he's like, okay, I'm Rav Zaira. He says, you're talking about an ilem. You're talking about a person who just can't talk, Amarta. He says, Sha'ani ilem. And ilem is a little bit different. Right? Look at Rashi. Ilem kamash anilem. Dechem and the shomer who are who can pikeach hold vav. Since he can hear, he just can't talk. So that's called the pikeach. He's properly functioning. About cheresh, we talk about she'en shomer. We talk about something else altogether. So we're going to see the moment. We're going to make distinctions here between a person who can't speak, a person who can't hear, a person who can't speak and can't hear. And ilem, somebody who can't hear, but he can't speak, but he can hear. A cheresh, somebody who can't hear, but he can speak. We're talking about a cheresh in the gemara with a cheresh and she'en shomer and adam. We can't do either. That's what he says. Ilav the yachol rabbi mitoch haktav, remiz lo mapik. The ilav the ashmina rav lo avayadani. He says, according to that definition, he quotes the bright here. Look here, zani v'rabbi v'ena shomaya, a person who can speak but can't hear, zeu cheresh. That's a person who's called a cheresh. Shomaya v'ena dabe, a person who can hear but can't speak, that's an ilav. V'ze, right? Harei kepichol d'vem. And these people are pikhim. That's what you're talking about. That's not the chidush. An ilav is a pikeach. He can hear, he can't talk, he can communicate. And how do we know this? Where do we get this definition from? It says, I'm deaf, I can't hear. And I can mute to call it in my mouth. So we see that there are two different things altogether. There's a cheresh, there's an ilaim, and then there's a cheresh and a medabe. That's what Rav's speaking about over here. Says that's answer number one. But I'm answer number two. I'm inche. Ishtakel milule. What does ishtakel milule mean? Rashi says here notrikon ilam. Ishtakel milule. Look at the letters aleph ishtakel and the lamed mem ilam. There's a likutei Rashi over here from Chagiga. He says that ishtakel ilam kemashmao. Notrikon is like an acronym for ishtakel milule, which means nitel diburo. He can't talk. So that's what Rav says. Rav says, no, I get confused. You're speaking about an ilaim or a cheresh. I'm talking about a cheresh. Even a guy like that, he can't hear and he can't talk. If he can communicate in writing, he would still be a pikach, and that's quite a big chiddush. So Rav Zaira, it's like Amar Zaira Ikash. If something is bothering you, says Rav Zaira, in this chiddush here of Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, it's the name of Rav, but Rav Kahana brought it. He said, if there's something that's bothering me about that, then ha, because this is what's bothering me about it. What is that? The Tanya. We have a bright over here. That the pasuk says, like pasuk Vayikra, it says, "V'nefesh ki techeta v'shama kol ella." Right? So a person, remember, who this is a shvut, this is a person who's got information and refuses to participate and share the information. So he can be brought to Beit Din. Who aid? He's a witness. Or ra'ah, or yodea. Im lav yagiv nasavado. If he doesn't disclose and help us with the facts, so he's going to make a shvut over here. And if he actually doesn't know the facts, he's in trouble. So he says over here, im lo yagid, the pasuk says, v'shama kol alav hu ed or ra'ah or yodea. He saw, he heard, or he knows. Im lo yagid, if he doesn't say. So the pasuk, what does it mean if he doesn't say? The din there was, prat le'ileh. That's a person, she'ele yechayav korban shvua al shvua ta'edut. Im yishbu, if it's called shvua ta'edut, makes a shvua on not knowing the testimony. If he makes a shvua, he's in chayav korban. V'chin brosho she'ani yodea, if he nods with his head, he doesn't know. So he nods, doesn't know, and he makes a korban, and then he makes a shvua, ever can, I don't know, he makes a shvua. But maybe they make a shvua and he nods, whatever he is. He's not, his wife is in ilam. And she'enu yachol agid, because he can't talk. But then why is he patur? Hi, according to Rav Kana Marav, this chirush over here, even though he can't actually talk, yachol agid, he could write. And if he could write, look at Rashi, if Rav Kana is correct, says Rashi, lichai, he should be chai v'shvua, because Rav Kana Amarav is telling us now that this deaf mute, even though he can't talk, he can write, and that writing is proper communication. So then so too with the shvua ta'edut. Why isn't writing because it's proper communication? So Abba says, no. Eidut kamachari, what you're speaking about, because Eidut is very different. Why? Because Eidut rachmana amami pihem. Because the Torah says over here, the pasuk speaking about over here, there's a limud which says, mi pihem. Rashi says over here, mi pihem, al pi shnayim eidim. Al pi. The pasuk says, al pi shnayim eidim. Right? That particular pasuk in very. That pasuk over there, pishnaim adi, means al pihem from ipem, not mipi katvam, and not from the club. Let's look at Rashi. Vehem mipi ktavam, yedu beitin. Velo mipi ktavam, not by writing. The Lord dami l'shtar shechatmuhu biyomo tahu urchei lachi. Says you can't compare a star written document on that one of them. When a person gives, I suppose, a verbal edut in court, maybe everybody hears it and it's got a bigger call. It's more impressionable. Okay, so that is basically the chiddush of Rav Kahana Marav, that even though he's a deaf mute, he's an ilam and a cheresh, if he writes, he can give edut on the get. We asked the kashya over here, Rabbi Zari had a kashya about shvuat edut. We see that's not relevant because there, when it comes to edut from the Torah, it has to be mipihem because of the pasuk mipishnei edim, mipishnei edim. Okay, so now go ask the kashya. Yeah.
Question, just before
okay, so first thing Rashi said over here at the very, very beginning, Cheresh, Shaya, Pikeach, Keshekansa. Maybe you joined a little bit late after I started the first line. But the presumption over here is, the premise is, that when he got married, it was a proper Kiddush in Doraita. Look, I'll say this much. We'll see just now later on that I think it'll become clearer. If he was a Cheresh when he got married, so he can still get married as a cheresh, but that's kiddushin ani derabanan. So then it's probably easier to understand the divorce because it was never a kiddushin doraita. The big chiddush over here is that it was a proper kiddushin doraita because when he got married, he wasn't a cheresh yet, and he was mekadesh, mamak kedach Moshe Yisrael, and now he became a cheresh. And now the question is, how did he get divorced? Okay? So the question is a good question, but remember that if he was a cheresh, and he got married, it would have been easier to get divorced. Maybe. We'll see in a few minutes. Okay, so mighty bay, kesheim she boy kinoto legitin, kach boy kinoto lamas, otlo matanot, leduyot, leoshot. Right? And the Gemara said a moment ago, we said, no, we're not talking about edut of the Torah, because there we need mipihem. We're speaking specifically about a get. So what are you talking about? We've got this bright over here, it's a tosefta. It's exactly just like we check him for getin. Look at Rashi. Kishan Shabotkin, Anishtatek. This guy who was, you see, that's how he was a proper functioning person and then Nishtatek, right? And now he's no longer functioning properly. Vehirchin brosho kaim. We're talking about a guy who now could nod with his head. Kachbot kinoto. So we speak a guy like that. Lemasot lematanot. Look at Rashi limkor v'mechazay. He wants to sell stuff. And machlon give things away. Or le ediyot to yerushot for other kuluhu mefash osi nevaim over. They talk about all different testimonies and yerushas. What's that? Inheritances, etc. So there comes the kashia. Ketani miatrim. We learn in the brayta ediyot. We learned eidut. Look at Rashi. Sheyaid eidut tomi piaktav. That he can give his eidut. How he can only do it by writing because this guy can't talk. And Rashi explains the question nicely. V'ha'amar, didn't you say a moment ago mipiem that it has to be al pish daim eidim mipiem from their mouths. V'ze'ilaim, and this guy ne'ilaim, he can't talk. So it can't be. So what are you talking about? Bikashia. Some of you said Rabbi Yomi Amar Rav Sheshet. He said no. But Eidut Isha, the Akilu Barabbanim. We talk about Eidut Isha. What's Eidut Isha? Look at Rashi. Last time we learned this before, plain times in Yivamot, we saw that a woman who, if you want to give Eidut, that a woman that her husband died, that she can get married. There we much more make here. We allow one Eid. We allow even Eidim would normally pass for Eidut. Even a woman can give Eidut, etc. He says, that's the Eidut we're speaking about. When you said Eidut over there, you're right. Don't confuse the previous Eidut of the Shvuat Eidut. There it's Eidut, the Chumrah. Here with Eidut of a woman to marry, that her husband's dead, we're speaking about that Eidut, and there's a big cooler over here. Someone says, but what are you talking about? Ba'aketani Yerushot. Okay, so maybe you've explained to me Eidut. But the Mishnah, the brighter here carries on, the Tosef and says, Yerushot. Right, Yerushot. Look at Rashi, the Parchina, Rashi says, the Ostakashia. But what about Yerushot? Because Sakadata, what are you speaking about? Rashi says, the Habamin at the moment is, La'idal Yerusha, Shorisha Dam, Me'alma, just stomach, God, and deaf Yerusha. And this is the Doraita. It's Rabbi Abahu. No. There's not a stomach. Ah? Rabbi Abahu comes and explains. Rashi fills in the other gaps. My Yerusha, what Yerusha are we speaking about? Beno Didei. Talking about his son. And the Gemara says, yeah, Beno Abachor. What do you mean, Beno Abachor? He doesn't want his Bechor to get double anybody else. He wants his Bechor Lashvot to make him equal to the rest of his children. I said, why do we dafka choose Beno Abachor? Yeah. Dim lo lishnot al mishpat ha'yerusha Torah huba. Lam lam nidvarab, ha'yerusha ha'me'alea tipo. He said, because if it's not that specific story, any other Yerusha, we don't need psukim. Yerusha happens. Person, father dies, and the Yerusha goes and kicks into play. There's no eidut here for Yerusha or anything like that. It's nothing specific where we talk about Yerusha, not regular Yerusha, but where the father is coming. So the case like this, if God forbid the father had become an Elaim, so the father could bichtav, we're saying, could sort these all out. I don't understand. Okay, so you sorted out. You told me with regards to Eidut, that it's Eidut Isha, I got it. You told me with regards to Yerusha, that it's Yerusha of the Bechor, I got it. But the brighter says, Ketani miyat lemasot lematanot, to trade, to buying and selling, giving away gifts. That's already a little bit different, isn't it? That's love dafka to a children of Yerusha. That's already to my love lo alma. Isn't that just generally to people? Just la'alma, look at Rashi. Tahaynu Eidut, and that at the end of the day is Eidut. He would say, no. Ledidei. Ledidei, I suppose it means over here, to his own. I'm actually not even 100% sure. I think when it says, ledidei. It was not la'alma, but he to his own. I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. I don't know who's giving it to, maybe to his family.
His own business transaction.
Yeah, what I'm saying, but not what others. He's not giving Eidut to others. He's doing his own stuff. It's not really Eidut. Okay. So that was the first kasha. We managed to survive all those. Then Gomer comes again. Mate, another kasha. Cheresh lo achu bo achar mizotav. We don't with a blind, with a deaf person, a mute. We don't go after his behavior, like all his signs, etc., to accept him as a pikach. He's a cheresh. And the fact that he can make all signs and etc. does help. V'achak fitzotav, or if he jumps and does up and down, etc. V'achak tav yado, and not even when it comes to his handwriting. Ela b'metaltelin. Only when it comes to movables, in a Catholic case, he wants to set his car, he wants to set his horse, or he wants to set his iPhone, that's one thing. But when it comes, abalol egitin. But not the Gittin. And yeah, this is mamash, another big kasha over here, Rav Kahana, my Rav. Because his whole chiddush was with regards to Gittin. Right? And not to Gittin. Look at Rashi. We talk about specifically, yeah, again, where his kiddushi was a proper kiddushin, right? In other words, where he originally was a pikeach, and now suddenly he became a cheresh, chas v'shalom, whatever the case is, Can't. And Rashi says, yeah, Viti Yuvta to Rav Kahana. And this is a big kashrut to Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana, in the name of Rav, says, no, not a problem, he can. So the Gemara answers, Tanai, you're right, it's a machlok in Tanai. There's Rav Kahana, my Rav. Look, remember that Rav is Tana Palik, right? Rav Tana Palik. Rav, we say that Rav can argue the Tana. So even if you've got a brighter which says, I'm a Rav Shimon ben, we'll see in a moment, even if we've got a brighter, it was the Meitivei, this brighter, et cetera, lo. So it's a Tanai, it's simple Tanai. Rav says yes, and this bright Tana says no. And Rav can cholik on a Tana. So when it comes to Rav, even though Rashi says, Tiyufta Rav Kahana, let's not forget that it was Rav Kahana, I'm a Rav. And Rav at the end of the Gemara said, Tanya, what's the machlok? Tanya, I'm Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rashbag says, Bamed Rememurim, what are we speaking about over here? Right, Rashi says, the Lohal Chubu Begitin, this writer that mentioned over here, that we don't go after the Remizot, the signs Begitin. He says, Becheresh mi karo. Rashbag says, no, we're not talking about our case. Our case we were speaking about when he wasn't a Cheresh mi karo, he was a Pikeach, and he became a Cheresh. And that's where Rav Kahana Amar Rav said, not a problem. This bright that you're quoting over here, so it was a cheresh mikaru grach, she ain't lo ktav yad shel da'at. Shlo yatalo da'at shlula miyamav. You can't compare. This guy never ever had a ktav yad. His writing was never considered a ktav yad of a pikeach. Because he was never a pikeach. The guy who nishtata, who nishtaka, who became a cheresh. So he had learned to write and knew how to write and knew how to communicate. And now, just unfortunately, he stopped doing, just by the way, he mentioned even Lishmato, I know very, very well. Some of you might know him. He died a couple of days ago, yesterday, back on December, funeral 2 days ago. To see like that, it's Kalmanovitz. I don't remember Itza, I don't know what his name is, but in Lishmato. He mamish about 2 years ago, he stopped being able to talk. This is true. He died at 88, but about 86 years old, he stopped being able to speak. He battled, just lost the speech, and he couldn't talk. So these things.
Darren.
Yeah.
Just on that. Sorry, on that subject, I just wanted to mention Zeb Schwartz.
Yeah, and Mark Schwartz as well. I should have mentioned them both. I should have mentioned. I'm actually coming to show. I'm later this morning. I should have mentioned that as well. Wow. You know what? Let's quickly give me 1 second. Let me actually mention Mark's. Mark, I've got my Michael Zalman Meir Ben Ruvain Zal. Schwartz, Mark Schwartz, also his second Dav Shiva today. Should be there for his Shama as well. Okay. So he says over here, he says, that's why. He says, this guy, Shain Luk Tav Yachlat, Shloyatalo Dachlami Abav. Ula Kamarash going to say, Kamar the Cheshmi Karohu, Hare Kanas Piramiza, Veloyu Kushigum, going to say, well, I think that's the case, then this guy, he's Kiddushi Midachatchina, was a Kiddushi Rabbanan. See that? Right? We see just now, we're going to discuss this. We're going to have an interesting spin on this bride we're speaking about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amurim, is actually on the base of that bride. This is like the safer of that bride. The bride was, we brought the Meitivei, and a Cheresh, a Depus, and Loachub, we can't go off his hand signs. Right, other in Metaltim we can, but not for Gittin. And then it seems that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on that bride, they say, what are we speaking about? We're speaking about a Cheresh Mekaro. But about pikeach mitcharesh, right? But a person who was a pikeach and then became a cheresh, who kotev hain chotmim, that's not a problem. So it seems that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is actually explaining the reisha. We'll see that now there's not. It's actually a machloket between them. That's the moment. So of course I don't understand the cheresh mikaro lo, but a cheresh who was always a cheresh, no, he can't do it. He can't do it, right? But didn't we say Kashem Shek Konsa Bramiza Kachmotsia Bramiza? Just like he married her Bramiza, so too he can divorce her Bramiza. Right? Rashi says, Mishnah be Yavamot, the Cheresh Nasai, Shayim Nasai Yotzi. We know that in Yavamot there's a Mishnah there. It says Yavamot that if he got divorced, if he got married a Cheresh, he can't get divorced. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Iba Ishto Achinami. If it's his own wife that we speak about, you're right. So the Gemara says, you're right. Even if he was a Cheresh, Mekaro. It means he got married b'derabanan, because it wasn't a Kiddushin Gemurin, then he can. So now we've got to explain what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is speaking about. He says, you're right. If he was a Cheresh Mekaro, then he can divorce his wife. So what am I speaking about, says Rashbag, when the Gemara says, when I say a Cheresh Mekaro, he was a Cheresh to begin with. Hach am asking, talking about Yevamto, talking about Yibum, a little bit more complicated. Why is it a Yevamto? Look at Rashi. Yevamto. He says, she had a proper Kiddushin. Right? Because she was married to his brother, remember, to the Cheresh's brother. And the assumption here is the Cheresh's brother wasn't a Cheresh. So her Kiddush was over Kiddushin. Now the brother dies. The Zikah, says Rashi, the Zikata Gemurah as well. And the Zikah, we learned Yevamot, right? When he dies, so now there's a Zikah, there's a connection between the woman and her brother-in-law. And that's a Doraita. Vahu en yachol achlotz. The Cheresh, we're a bit of a pickle over here. Because the Cheresh can't do Chalitza. Lefi she'enu ba'omet va'amar lo chafatz lekachta. Right? He can't say, I want to take her. V'kones v'enu mochin olam. And that's what we're speaking about. So he has to do kiddushin, and now he can't divorce her forever. Why? To get today lo mafke zikad oraita. Because he, at the best, can give a get the rabbana. And yeah, the zika was a zikad oraita. Now let's just remember, do a bit of chazor from Yevamot, right? We remember this. That Yevamot, remember, we learned that the Yabam, even if he has relations with the girl without kavona, they're married, remember? There's only da'at. There's no da'at in Yibum. There's da'at in Chalitza, there's no da'at in Yibum. So the Yibum would be a Yibum Doraita. The Chalitza is the problem. So that's what we said over here, that you can't marry her, that you can never ever divorce her. So was it Yevamot, who are we speaking about? If you're going to say that the brother also a cheresh, so then it makes the kashem shekinisa tabremiza kachitabremiza. So then it would be a problem, because then even there, her kiddushin would have been a kiddushin to Rabbana. And therefore, just like his brother was also a cheresh, to married her with Remiza, he can divorce her with Remiza, no problem. Anyway, we must be speaking about the Naftalei Mechapikeach, that he was, the brother was fine functioning. And that's what Josh Bag said when he said that he can't divorce her if he was a Cheresh Meikar. Okay, but another possible answer is, as long as Naftalei Mechapikeach a Cheresh, really it was a Cheresh. The brother was a Cheresh. And what's the reason that he can't divorce her? It's a Gzaira. The Gzaira, Echav Cheresh Atu Echav Pikeach. Or Achiv Pikach, right? One of his brothers, or all of his brothers, whatever the case was. So he says it would be maybe it's a gzeira over here that because a person might have a brother who's a Pikach, so even if his brother is a Cheresh and he now has a Yevama waiting to Yibum with him, he can't divorce her because he wouldn't be able to divorce her if she was from a proper woman of marriage, because it would have been a Doraita, he can only do the Rabbanan. So even though the brother was a Cheresh and it was the Rabbanan, we still say no, it's a gzeira. Okay, when he followed that last bit, right? Got it? So there are two possibilities. The one possibility is there was a cheresh pikeach. The brother was fully functioning. That's why he can't divorce her, because he's only a cheresh. There was a proper kiddushin doraita and a yibum doraita, etc. Other possibilities, even if the brother was a cheresh, there's a gzair that he can't divorce her because here it's all derabanan. It's not a problem. But in case he had a brother who was in a normal case, people would think, a cheresh can do chalitza, can get divorced, or I don't know how you do it though. How would you have to do chalitza, I suppose, right? Or you'd marry her and then divorce her. I'm not sure what you do over here, to be honest. Somebody help me. What would you do?
Make sure you have children from the first.
No, okay, well, then we haven't got the problem. But I'm saying, well, once you've got the problem, how would you do this? So the Gemara's got a problem with that Gzaira story. He says, if you're making Gzairas on Yevamot, then why don't you make Gzairas on a Cheresh divorcing his wife? Because you can say that we might think that a Cheresh can't divorce his wife, and if we, because there's no Kiddushin over here. Maybe here in this case, because he was a Cheresh and it wasn't Kiddushin Doraita, so you should say, no, you can't divorce even if it was a Kiddushin Dorabanan, because you might come to confuse people and think, they can divorce their wives, even if it was a Cheresh, even if it was a Kiddushin Doraita. It was not a big deal, right? Yevamto, be Yevamto, Michlefa. People make mistakes when they come and see Yevamot. Look at Rashi. If the one brother was a Pikeach, remember the Cheresh, people can make those sorts of mistakes and think that a brother can divorce or cease the Yibum. But Ishto be Yevamto, lo, but Ishto be Yevamto, lo Michlefa. His own wife. When it comes to your own wife and a Yabam, we're not going to make mistakes. In other words, we're not going to say he can't divorce his own wife, because people might think that a Yavama you can make. A Yavama is one thing. People might get confused with the Yavama. I suppose it's a much more complicated story. When it comes to his own wife, him, they won't say his wife because of maybe Yavama. It wouldn't be, the word says, ready, Mikashin and Cherish Atu Pikayach. The word has a question now, Bichlal. Do we make such Gzairot? Right? Achiv Cherish Atu Pikayach, that if his brother was a Cherish, that he can't divorce because maybe his brother was a Pikayach. Vahatznan, the Gemara brings a Mishnah over here. It says, Shnei Achin Cherishin, we've seen this Mishnah as well, it's a Mishnah Yavamot as well. We had a couple of cases there. So two brothers who are deaf, they marry two achayot, two functioning sisters, or two deaf sisters as well, or shtei achayot, or they marry two sisters and one's a pikachet and one's a chereshet, or the other way around. B'chein shtei achayot chereshot, two deaf sisters, whom then also shnei achin pikachet, who marry two functioning brothers, or shnei achin chereshot, or two deaf brothers, or shnei achin echad pikachet echad cheresh. Right, or one brother's functioning, one functioning. So we've got to Google. The common denominator here is the two brothers and the two sisters who are both deaf, right? That's the common denominator in both the cases, but really, there are lots of cases. It's two brothers who are deaf marry two functioning girls, or two functioning girls marry two deaf brothers, or two deaf brothers marry a functioning girl and a deaf girl, or two deaf girls marry a functioning brother and a deaf brother. Now, what's the problem with brothers marrying sisters? Coming from Yibum, they can't do Yibum. Right? Isn't he kind of Yibum? It's one of the exceptions because you can't marry two sisters. Right? So there's no Yibum. So they can, so there in a case like that, what did we learn? We said, what?
That both
are
right.
That's not called Yibum there. No, wait, that could be called Yibum. You're right. Sorry. In other words, Eric Sharon entered my mind as I mentioned this, like it always does when we're mentioning two sisters, right? But you're right, but that wouldn't be our case. In other words, the case we're talking about over here is where there's a case of where the sisters are alive and one of the brothers dies. Okay, oh, you're right. If one of the sisters had died already, in other words, if the first brother's wife died and then his brother dies, so he could do Yibum to his brother's wife because he hasn't got a wife any longer. You're right. But we're talking about it. Let's not confuse us with the facts. It's confusing enough. Okay? So I'm saying we're talking about over here where the mission is over here. Right? So they're patur from chalitza and Yibum. V'mayu nochriot. Now, what happens if the wives weren't sisters? And then a mate, one of them dies. So now, right? Look at Rashi. If you know chriot, Hashem yachol achlotz neshu cheresh or she cheresh. Then you chalal amor man ibami. Ela yikansu. So yeah, they can't do chalitza, right? Because one of them is deaf. Either the woman is deaf or the husband is deaf. So they go to do kinusin. So therefore, there's kinus. He does even with her. Vim ratzu lo tzian yotzi. Look at that. Yes, that's the answer. If after he did Yibum, he now wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. Why? Da'ati get cheresh, umafka'at zikat kidusha cheresh. See this? Interesting. This writer, according to this Mishnah over here in Masechet Yevamot, even though we said a moment ago that the zikah was a zikah doraita, so there it would be a zikah doraita only if they were both functioning people. The brother and the wife are functioning, and now the brother who remains, the remaining brother was deaf. But yeah, in the marriage to begin with, in all these scenarios, at least one of them was a cheresh, correct? We had two brothers who were cheresh, married to two sisters who weren't. We had two sisters who were cheresh, married to two brothers who weren't. We had one who was married to one, who they're both, and one of them was, one of them wasn't. So again, in the scenario of all four, three out of four, all we've got, remember, so whatever the case was, any given time, the original kiddush was only a kiddush in Rabbanan, and therefore when there was Yibum, it was a Yibum to Rabbanan. The zikah was Rabbanan, so that's why the brother after he can't do chalitza because chalitza needs dat. Okay, let's go for that. Chalitza, we need dat. We can't do chalitza. That's the question. But the Yibum would be done without dat because we saw don't need dat. And now since the Yibum was done without dat, it was a Yibum which was based on the zikah of a Dirabanan, because the original Kiddush only Kiddush in Dirabanan, and therefore the Cheresh can do a divorce but Dirabanan with sons. Right? We come to Imratu as Yitzu. So here we're seeing over here, what's the Kasha over here? Look at Rashi. And yeah, no one says, wait a second, stop. You can't do it, it's Xaira, because there might be a brother who's a Pikeach. So we're seeing over here that we don't gozer, we don't make zeiras, because our brothers who might be pikkim. So why did you tell me over here? One of the answers was, we don't make zayrus. The Gemara says, you're right. The first answer was better. What was the first answer was the nafla miyachi pikach, that the brother was a pikach and was a proper doraita and it was a kishon proper doraita and he did yibum over there proper doraita, and that's why he couldn't divorce her, not because of exaira. Everybody following me on this? Right. Now we remember we mentioned Rashbag, Rashum Gamdiel, at the end of that brighter. We said meitivei. Cheresh lo achu b'acharim mizotav. Don't go after his sons, except for metaltim and not for gittin. And we said, Rashbag said, what he's speaking about, a guy who was a cheresh to begin with. But if it was a pikach to begin with, it would be okay. And then we said, we're talking about, we came onto the answer of yava, of a yabam. We're speaking about yabam. So I said, Rabbi Yochanan, chalukin alav chaver Rabbi Shimon Gamdiel. Rabbi Shimon Gamdiel, chachamim, we're cholek, didn't agree with him. Now it's interesting, remember we know the klal, that the klal is that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whenever he features in the Mishnah, right? We've said before, halacha kamotor, as a rule, in the Mishnah, halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says that chachamim were cholek alav chaverav. Look at Rashi Aviyah, chalukin al chaverot, afilu pikeach v'nitcharesh. Right, even if he was originally a pikeach, and then he became a charesh, and he achol a garesh. And even if you had a right. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to imply that that wouldn't be the case. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said over here, right, this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But I made a murim b'cheresh mi'karo. Talking about a cheresh mi'karo. About pikeach v'nitcharesh, who kotev. He says, but if he wasn't a cheresh originally, he became a cheresh, he could write. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Chachamim cholek and say, no. Even if he was a pikeach, originally he still can't write. That's his survey. He can't write. Sorry, I lost my place. Rabbi Yochanan, look at the Rashi. Rashi is over here. The Lord Taiman, don't say Rashbag Mefarish Milta the Tanakama, Dachi Mashmele Rabbi Yochanan and the Biflak Pali. Don't say, no, Rashbag's not giving us every price. It's not an argument with Rashbag. Rashbag's just explaining Tanakama. He says, no, you can't say that. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalukin al Chaverav a Rashbag. The argument with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not about Tanakama. So I'm Rabbi Slakas, Afanamati, we also learned in a bright, he says, what's a Nishtait lo Yotzi? That if he became, right? Look at Rashi. He mishe nisait. If she was originally married and she was fine, you can't divorce her. Asul hotzia, look at Rashi. You can't divorce her. Even though originally when they got married, she was a pikret. And then she became a deaf person. He mishe nisait. Lo yotzi, asul hotzia. Even though he says that as a rule, if she was a pikret. She became a cheresh. So a nishtait. Sorry. Calm. Thank you. I got confused on the two things. If we said over here, to nishtait lo yotzi. If she became non-functioning, you can't divorce her. Lo yotzi asu lo tziyah. V'afal pi, even though, nitcharesh hu o nishtata, v'nitcharesh hu o nishtata, meaning he, lo yotzi olamit. So it says, yeah, nishtatait lo yotzi, and nitcharesh hu, if he became deaf, or nishtata, if he became deranged, then he can't ever divorce her. So if you look in the Rashi, a little bit, I got confused for a second. He said, if she was originally functioning, she became deaf, he can divorce her. Why can he divorce her? If he's okay, the isha lo ben and dark, remember, because the woman doesn't need that to get her get, because she's not participating in the process. She's just basically acting like a dummy. He gives her the get and she's divorced. He gives her the get. So there's no dart of a woman. Even a woman who's a fully functioning woman doesn't need dart to receive a get. We're not talking about now in a Chavarana Gershon. Chavarana Gershon, you need a woman's acceptance to get divorced. What about Midoraita? Midoraita, a woman isn't a participant in getting a get. All she has to do is she can be sitting there, you throw the get into her lap, she's divorced. So therefore, we don't care if she's got dart, hasn't got dart. Not don't care in the horrible sense. I'm saying we're indifferent. So that's why he says over here, so you can divorce her against the will or with the will. But where she went, where she's deranged, Chaim says no. That's for a different reason. What's the reason? The chemach and yodat lishmoras, which she can't look after herself, yinagu by hefker beznut. There, it's for the good will of the woman, for her, for to preserve her dignity. It's a different reason altogether. It's not a question of whether you could or you couldn't. You probably could divorce her midoraita, but you can't divorce her because of that. So this seems to be a kashi against Rashbag, because doesn't it mean that you can never divorce even if she can write? And Rashbag seems that if she can write, you could. So Rapapa says, now wait a second. If I hadn't heard Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, things telling us that there's a machloket here, I would have thought that Rashbag is just coming to explain Tanakama, and then what is Umay Olamit? Afagav de Chazin Elay de Charif. Even though we see that he's pretty sharp, he knows and he's functioning well, right? Abal Midar B'toch Aktav Lo Memayit. We would say that because he can't talk, wouldn't make a difference. So that's what he said. That's what I would have thought that Rashbag said, but now no, it's not the case. Rashbag's not explaining Tanakama. Actually, different opinions about Tanakama. Inami, the other possible answer is to Rabbi Yitzchak. What's Rabbi Yitzchak? Devar Torah Shote Mitkareshet. Yeah, like we said, that when a Torah, a Shote can get divorced, Shota Mitkareshet, right? You be able to divorce a woman who's a Shota. Midi to have a Pikacha to Baal Al Korcha, because even if she was a Pikacha, you could divorce her against her will. So she doesn't need to read well. Umay Tamam Rana Mitkareshet. Why can't she get divorced? Shelo Yinugu Bohit Mina Hefker. So she, because you don't, that people won't capture, because if she hasn't got a husband to look after, people will abuse her, take advantage of her. That's the reason. So just to sum up very, very quickly, the bottom of that Tanakama over here, Amativa said that, where was it? Yeah, Cheresh lo halchu b'acharam is otav, right? Avalo legitin. And Abai says, Rashbag says over here, we speak in a Cheresh mikaro, but a pikeach can, and seeing the Tanakama is even a pikeach can't. And those are the Chachamim b'cholek on Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel. The question over here now, can a Shota get a divorce? It appears that a Shota Midoraita can get a divorce. The reason why we can't divorce a Shota is just to order that we look after her. And it seems like we don't make a gzeira of a Cheresh Atu Pikeach. Okay, we wouldn't make a gzeira for that Mishnah. And therefore, it wouldn't be a gzeira. With Yevamot, we might be a little bit different because you might get confused between the Yevamot when it comes to women. And if wives, we wouldn't make a gzeira on the wives. Okay, a new Mishnah, Amrulo. Now this Mishnah, we've sort of seen this concept already, but Amru lo, they say to a man who can't talk, Nichtov get ishtacha, do you want to try to get to your wife? So Rashi says, Amru lo lebari o leshchiv mera chacham. Okay, so Rashi says, not to a deaf person, right? They said either to a shchiv mera or to a bari, right? To anybody, in other words, shchiv mera chacham. In other words, he's not problem whatsoever. You understand what's going on? Amar lehem, and he says to them, right? And he says to them when they say to him, "Do you want us to write the get?" Very important. They say nichtov to write, and he says ketovu, write. Now, what is ketovu? What have we already learned before? That what's the proper statement of saying for a get? Kitvu v'tnu, right? Write and give. And yeah, he never added the words tnu, give. He just said write. Now we saw already. Abai mentioned a couple of daf ago that even if you said to a Beit Din Agadol B'Yerushalayim, write the get, his opinion was that they all have to write the get, they can't hand it over to a sofer. And we had a machloket with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi already, whether we say that if Mimsa L'Shaliach, Milta, right, Milin, that if you're able to transfer an instruction to somebody else, you've got to do it yourself. So that's really the crux over here. So Amalein Tovu. So now the Mishnah says they went through the process. Arun Sofer, they told the Sofer to write, V'chatav, and he and the Sofer wrote it. V'le Edim, and they told the Edim to sign, V'chatmu, and the Edim signed. So everything was done properly. He said to them, write, and they got the get written, and they got Edim to sign. Afal pi shekatvuhu, even though they wrote the get, they had it written, V'chatmu, and they had it signed. V'natnu, they gave it to the husband. V'chaza, v'nata, and he gave it to the wife. Right, so it seems from the outside looking in, everything here is beautiful. Kedat v'chadin. Says, nonetheless, haray get batel. This is a batel get. Ad sheyomar lesofer ketov, ula'edim chatom. He has to tell the sofer to write the get, and he has to tell the edim to sign. So here, he didn't tell the sofer to sign, and he didn't to write, and didn't tell them to sign. He just said to a couple of people, organize it for me. They said, should you want us to organize to get written for you? He said, yes. And they then ran off and got the whole process done. Says the Mishnah, Ad shiyom inasofek tov ul'aynim chatom. So the Gemara says like this, this is like a deal in the Mishnah, timer, what's the reason the get is batel, the law amar tnu. Because he never said tnu. Ha amar tnu, not nin. Seems if he had just said kotvu v'tnu, right? Or even maybe tnu on its own, even better, we'll see in Rashi in a moment, it would have been a perfectly good get. Look at Rashi. Time the law amar lahem tnu, below ketvu, he without ketvu, just saying tnu. Since he said to them, write the get. So it seems over here, why did he say kotvu? You write it. He was very particular. Then he wouldn't go and tell other people to write it. Why? Because really, he should have written the get himself. And he's embarrassed, he doesn't know how to write the get. And therefore he said, you guys, you're my close, trusted friends, I don't mind that you know I can't write. But if you now run around starting to find a software, you say, wow, why can't Chaim write the get himself? And he's going to become more embarrassed. Right? And Rashi says, but hi, I feel we marry more day. So this is Rabbi Meir. Rashi says, lekaman. So interesting, Besorashas points out that in our Gemara's, it's lefaneinu and daf samach vav, not ahead. In Parakit Kabel, Shim Amar, if a person said, kit forget ishti, write a get for my wife, I feel Amar lebeiti lebeitin, lo asam beitin, na shod racherim kol kach. They can't go, so they're going to write it themselves. The Gemara says, money, who's the talent of this Mishnah? Must be Rabbi Meir. He. The Amar Mile Mimshin Shaliach. Right? He says over here in the Chatchid, because Banjim had the diuk that if he said Tnu, then they could have gone and got someone else to write it and got Shlichim to sign, to aid him to sign, etc. So they themselves would have had to write it, which means that Mile Mimshin, that a person, when he gets the instruction, a verbal instruction, can pass that instruction on to somebody else. And that's Rabbi Meir, because in my Rabbi Yossi says you can't. If he says, the guy says to you, do it, you've got to do it yourself. And yeah, he says that you can. That's the Master Rabbi Meir. Da'amar Mila Mishnah Shaliach. So Moses says, well, if that's Rabbi Meir, we've got a bit of a problem here, because look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ad shom ala sofek tov al adim chatomu. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says over there, v'afa pi shekatvu v'chatmu v'anu lo v'chazmu v'harei get, batel. The get's a cancelled get. Ad shom ala sakli, actually said to the sofer himself, k'tov. And to the Adim Chatomu. Now, if we said a moment ago that Mili Mimserin, that verbal instructions you can convert, you can transfer to somebody else, so then our Mishnah at the end who says he had to say to the software, Dafka the software to write it, and Dafka to the Adim to sign it, seems to imply that you can't go and say to guys, give it, and they'll go and find a software to write it and Adim to sign it. You've got to actually appoint the software yourself, you've got to appoint the Adim yourself. And that doesn't remain. Remain says Mimserin, Mili Mimserin. So what says the Sefer over here seems to imply, I said, I turn to Rabbi Yossi, you can't transfer verbal instructions. So the Gemara says, what, Rashi, Rabbi Meir, the Sefer, Rabbi Yossi? We don't like that, right? We don't like a situation where the Sefer and the Rashi are two different Tanai. We want it to be the same Tana. So the Gemara says, yes, in. Not a big deal. Rashi, Sefer, Rabbi Meir. That's the first answer. No problem. It's not a stira. It's nothing to be too difficult to understand. It's quite straightforward. The Rashi is Rabbi Meir, and the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, and okay, we live like that. Abaye says no. Abaye Marakul Rabbi Meir. Abaye says no. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So what's going on? That in the Rashi, it seems that if he had just added the words Tnu, it would have been a kosher get, even though he never physically appointed the Sofer to write or the Adin to sign. And the Sefer says that he has to instruct him personally. So he says, B'maskinan. I skipped quite a few rashes. If you look now, 1, 2, 3, 4, into the fourth, very wide lines. Hacha b'mayaskinan, hach seifes rashi, the seifer diktani, ad sheyomer lesofer atzmo. Right, so what's going on over here? Because here in the seifer, he has to actually say it himself. Hacha b'mayaskinan, de lo amar tnu. He says, the seifer is in a case where he never said tnu. Okay, rashi, lo amar tnu, below kitvu. In other words, he just said tnu on its own. Vachik amar, this is what we meant to say. Haomer kitvu, if he had said kitvu, eino kasher elim ken amar sofer atzmo. Even Rabbi Meir seems to agree over here that if he had just said tnu without the word kitvu, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Even Meruk, he wrote at the end of the year, he said, because the Sefer of Yah says, Adjumin Sofer Ketov Ani Vichetomu, that's if he said Ketov Rat. If he said Ketov Rat, then it would be a specific need of Ani. But if he never said, he just said Tnu, right? Tnu, Tnu, Belokitvu, right? So it wouldn't be such a big problem. If the Mishnah says, Yachi Adjumin Yomar Tnu, that's the case. Then why did the Mishnah say? Mishnah should have said, Harezi get Batal, Adjumin Yomar Sofer, Adjumin Yomar Tnu, full stop. But that's what should be written in the Mishnah. If you're telling me that the Mishnah talked about because he never, because if he had said Tnu, it would be okay. So it should have said, Achiyoma Tnu. So he says, therefore, can't be talking about that. He left out the Tnu. Elacham, what we talk about Abiyah? Tlo Amar Lebeit Klata. He never said to three people. Remember, if he said to three people, then it wasn't, if it's two people, so then we said that they are the Adim. With the Adim, we said that Mila Lo Mimsri. But if he had said to three people, then what did we say? He was appointing them a Beit Din, right? And a Beit Din can go and appoint other people. Good to be made. Look at Rashi. He says, "Dilo Amar Leshlosha." Ubeshnai, you want to be married two people. As Rashi, I'm looking at the fifth last lines of Rashi at the bottom here. For the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines at the bottom, the middle of the wide lines. He says, "Ubeshnai, when it comes to two people, when we marry, dafidu Amar Tnu." If he said Tnu, caught to a hand by Atzman, do I say they go to write to themselves? They write them a Beit Din. Right? That's what he says. So the Gemara said, wait a second, that's the case. Then again, the Mishnah should have said, Ad she yomar l'shlosha mi baile. The Mishnah shouldn't have said, Ad she yomar l'sofet, he says to the sofet right, he says to the Adim sign. It should have said, Ad she yomar l'shlosha, we understood it all together. So it can't be that. The Gemara back to it says, you're right, Elokul Rabbi Yossi, really our whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, both the Reisha and the Sefer. Right, Nachal, what are we talking about over here? De lo amar imru. Remember we had this discussion, imru? Do we say Imru or not? Can you transfer it on? Or can the husband say Imru? Go to them and tell them not. The law Amar, we don't say Imru. And that's our problem over here. The law Amar Imru. Right? So what does that understand? Iachi Achiyomar Imru. And again, if the whole problem with the get is that he didn't say Imru, then why did the Mishnah say at the end, Achiyomar Lesofer Ketovot Ein Mechidu? We say Achiyomar Imru, full stop. Vod, and furthermore, Me, Mori, Rabbi Yossi, Bomer, Imru. Remember, this is a machlok we had in the previous, already a couple of daf ago. Does Rabbi Yossi actually agree that if you said Imru, that you can transfer the mimet to other people? But nan, ketav sofer v'eid kasher. We learned in that Mishnah over there, where it's saw in daf samach vav, that when was it kasher? When the sofer himself wrote and signed with another aid. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, what was the chilush of the sofer signing and the sofer writing? He was the sofer who signed. Chatam sofer shaninu. Rabbi Chizda matnitin mani, what's our Mishnah speaking about? Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who says, midi lo mimserin l'shaliach, that you can't transfer things. So then, if it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hilchach, leikin amechash l'churba. Remember, we had a problem. If you said that, our problem there, we said that if you can transfer instructions, then maybe the wife might come and give take to Adi, and Adi will go and find a software and sign, etc. We could have a woman end up creating her own get. Right? If you think Rabbi Yossi says that it works, that you can transfer instructions if you said Imru, so nafik bin achurba. It would be a destruction. Zimni da amar leu l'shnaim. Right, Amru, Amaleu l'shnayim, Imru, l'sof v'yichtov l'frali v'prali v'yachtmu mishum kisuf the sofer. Here, the chirubin here was that I don't want to insult the sofer, and not that the sofer sign, he'll think that he's not an important guy, and he wrote the get. Chai shi umachtem elei, u'ba'al lo amri hachi, u'ba'al lo amar hachi, and the Baal never appointed the sofer, so the sofer could never sign in the first place, the Baal, and he said he could write. And these guys are going to be upset. So we see how Rabbi Yossi said, you can't allow someone to use it to those go to sign, that they give other guys to sign, etc. And Muhammad Rashi, we marry himself, Rabbi Yossi, you're right. It can't be that we don't like this problem, that this last answer, that the whole bright, the whole Mishnah here is Rabbi Yossi. Really, we end up with accepting that the brighter, the Rashi, sorry, is Rabbi Meir, and the safe is Rabbi Yossi, and we haven't got an issue of Omru, and we haven't got a problem, and we'll carry with it tomorrow.